The driving point of the Christian's life is not to be disciplined, it's to be passion. Discipline is kind of a good backstop that lets the stray pitches, you know, not get away from you. It helps to jumpstart you when you're missing passion. It helps to ignite the right thing so that passion can come. But passion is the way this thing was meant to be lived. It's tragic to live as a believer apart from this burning in a soul. We were never meant to do this thing half-heartedly. We're only meant to do this all the way. And what happens is we like pay this price, you know. Those of you that were here 9-10 years ago, we just paid this price and we embraced the stigma. And some of you lost friends and family and what all, but you know, what God was doing was so important, it didn't matter. It didn't even feel like a loss, to be honest. It feels, people say, oh, the price you paid. I go, that's embarrassing to talk about the price. I didn't feel like I paid any price at all. I exchanged my favorite dirt clods for diamonds, you know. I mean, so they were my favorite dirt clods. They were still dirt, you know, for diamonds. I mean, what I got in exchange made what I gave up not even worth talking about. And we come into the blessing of the Lord, and it's just making more sense to me how the early church, it says they continually devoted themselves to the breaking of bread, the prayers, the apostles' teaching, etc. They constantly renewed their commitment. They kept upping the ante. And you know, I can tell you this thing here with sacrifice, three sacrifices, what are they? That's praise. Eric brought a brilliant message Friday night. If you weren't here Friday, man, get the tape on that. It was so good. On high praise. You know, it's easy to get accustomed to a living style, to where what used to be a sacrifice now is normal routine. Right? I mean, it just is. We, Benny and I, have chosen to live a generous lifestyle our whole life. We've never given less than 20%. We'd never think of giving less than 20% of our income. But you do that, you adjust to the lifestyle. Pretty soon it's not a sacrifice, it's a discipline. Well, how do you get passion back? Do some more. Right? Get uncomfortable again. Is this making sense to anyone? I got to have at least 4 or 5 that are working with me here, and then I can go on. All right. I mean, how do you do it? You just up it again. It's become easy to do this. Now we'll do this. Became easy to raise my hand, so finally I actually had to dance. Frightening as it was. It's still a bit frightening, but now for other reasons. I have body parts that don't quite want to cooperate. I just hope they all stay intact, you know. You know, passion can be measured. The fruit of the lips that gives thanks to his name, moving beyond convenience. Good works. It includes giving to how you help and share and minister to people. And the last one was sharing. The word sharing is koinonia. It's actually the word fellowship. It's the exchange of life, one believer to another. Do you know prioritizing time with the people of God? Play golf if you want, that's fine. But I'm talking specifically about the exchange of life. Pouring myself out so that another brother or sister is strengthened in their faith. That is a sacrifice that God delights in. And passion is measurable. And I'm just calling this house to up the ante. This has been wild. It's been fun. It's been amazing. I mean, if I get started talking about what is going on in the city, in the government, in the schools, I mean, it's just an absolute stunning, shocking list. But there's more, because it's not a tidal wave yet. It doesn't include everyone. And I want no survivors. I want no one to escape this one. And what's fun is to see people who want to escape but knowing that if I pray hard enough, you can't. We're going to pray. Why don't you stand?